Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All right, we've had a show chock full of information going from Matt Pauly to Josh Schertz to Joey Vitale to Olaf Melberg to John Mozeliak. We also had Kyle Kasky, the running backs coach, special teams coordinator for the St. Louis Battlehawks, right before Mo. And now we go to Bernie Miklas, sponsored by Saliga Heating and Cooling, an American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. I kind of liked, and we're going to talk a lot of baseball, but I got rejuvenated talking football with Kyle Kasky. You know, you and I covered the Rams for a long time. Man, I love talking about the old gridiron.
Yeah, we've got so many great memories of the greatest show on turf. And then if you go back before that, of course, I don't have to tell you the Eric Auriel and Jim Hart and Terry Metcalf, Dan Dierdorf, all those guys. So it's been there's been some wonderful times in St. Louis football. I got to tell you what, I think the Battlehawks were right on time as far as, you know, when they emerged in the XFL. Whatever we're calling it these days. But no, they're fun. They understand the community. They reach out. They're part of they get their fans fully engaged. And they're a lot of fun. So, I mean, it's fun to support them, either as a fan or as a media person.
There's a lot going on around right now. You got the Battlehawks getting ready at the Dome. City played a scoreless draw last night out in San Diego. College basketball. Holy smokes. Dude, what about the Billikens? Dropping 98 on Loyola. Holy cow.
Yeah, Jimerson, he set a school record, program record, 9 threes. Their big three's really doing a nice job lately. So they're up, and the Billikens are up tied for third place in the conference. But what I like about this, and I hope they can stay hot, because then it'll give them a chance to be a live upset contender in the conference tournament, you know, where you look at them and say, well, what the heck, the way they're playing, they could steal this thing and get the NCAA tournament. But we got a little bit of time before that. But you got to like the way they're trending anyway.
I do, too. I think Mizzou will be fine. They lose in overtime at Vanderbilt, but they'll be fine. Illinois got a big challenge today here in a few hours at Michigan, but they got to try to put the gas pedal down and see what they can do. I'll tell you what. I will admit it. I wrote the Blues off. I did not think that they would be where they are now, let alone what they could be here in a week or so. They look unbelievable. I mean, I don't even know what to say. They looked incredible at Washington. Then they come home in a game they usually would lay an egg there. You know, this old Blues team, they were win one, lose one. They come out and smack the Kings. Bernie, they look like a different team.
They really do. And I want to point something out, because the 4-game winning streak, which is wonderful, but that's getting most of the attention, which I totally get, because that's coming out of the Four Nations tournament break. But they actually, the two games before that, you know, they had a win and they got a point in an overtime loss. So it's not just they won four in a row. You know, you go back to February 8th, they're 5-0-1 in their last six. And I just looked this up. The only team better in the league since February 8th are the Tampa Bay, I almost said Rays, excuse me, the Tampa Bay Lightning. And the Blues over this time, you know, of this 5-0-1 stretch that they're on, they have scored like 66% of the goals. I mean, they're not just winning. They've been basically dominating teams. And I looked at Money Puck this morning. See, Tom, I had a feeling you'd ask me about the Blues, so I had to come prepared. Their playoff odds are now 33%. Now, that doesn't sound like much, but a few weeks ago, 6 weeks ago, they were something like 6 or 7%. So, and they're 1 point out of a spot. Now, the hard part is going to be sustaining the success because the Blues have been up and down. But this has been a pleasant turn, a pleasant twist in the season-long narrative, for sure.
It sure has. A 4-1 win over the Kings. They play today at 5 against the Dallas Stars. Seems like the Blues are playing every day, and they just about are after their two-week layoff for the Four Nations faceoff. Not for Jordan Binnington. He obviously played in Colton Parayko, but they were right back at it yesterday. Parayko scored. Binnington with 25 saves. Pretty impressive. All right,
By the way, how about Parayko with 15 goals this season? That's awesome.
The dude looks incredible. I mean, he's fighting in the Four Nations faceoff. The guy's scoring. The Blues look like a different team. I don't want to get too excited, but I am. I can't help it. All right, let's spend the next 7-8 minutes talking baseball. I just talked to John Mozeliak. I asked him about Ken Rosenthal's story. Hearing him say they're trying to thread the needle, trying to stay competitive, please their fans, while also keeping this team young and moving forward. You and I have talked about this on the Gas House Gang, but it is intriguing to me. I'm neither for or against where they are. I'm just intrigued because you just don't see this very often in sports. Usually it's one or the other. A team will tear down or a team will go all in. You don't often see a team still think they can be competitive and do this at the same time.
Yeah, I was listening to the interview with Mo, and I try to catch a lot of sports on the Sunday morning, but I was listening to Mo, and he seemed to be in good spirits. And there's some really good things going on in spring training that you look at and say, wow, that's really encouraging to see, like, Victor Scott pick up where he left off late last season when he was really, really good. You've got some players vying for jobs that maybe we didn't anticipate, like Jose Barrero, the utility infielder who used to be Cincinnati's number one prospect. So Tekoa Roby, right on down the line. I didn't mean to go off course here. But he said we're trying to keep our fan base engaged and believing in what we're doing. And I have to say, I know that's what they're trying to do, but it's going to be really, really difficult. But let me say this. That's a very difficult needle to thread. Very difficult. Because as you know, man, I don't have to tell you. I mean, you know, the fans are very disappointed. They're down on everything. It's just the reality of being in this situation. But the one thing the Cardinals can do is it's all kind of up to the players, which is there's a lot of these players – they're capable of doing better than what they've done. And it's not me being Mr. Fred Bird to say that, because if you look at Walker, you look at Gorman, you look at both of them in 2023, you look at what Burleson did last year for the first 5 months. We know Donovan's very good. We know Nootbaar is really good when he can stay on the field. We know Wilson Contreras is going to hit. You have Mason Wynn, one of the best young shortstops in baseball. I think Arenado's still got some juice left in his bat, you know, to an extent. And I could go on and on and on. And I know some people are rolling their eyes, and that's fine. I don't care, because I've been very critical of things. I never hesitate to do that if I think it's warranted. But you look at this team, there is the potential for them to do better than what people thought. Now, I don't know about the starting rotation. That's going to be a big question mark. And, of course, the bullpen is going to have to be phenomenal the way it was last year. But it is not like the Cardinals are, you know, they have this lineup full of rookies and, you know, and all this stuff. They have guys that if you look at, you go to Baseball Reference and look each one of them up, you can see in the very recent past that they were really good hitters. Now, they just all have to get to back to doing that again. And the more of them that can do it at the same time, that's where the Cardinals could be surprised. And I'm saying could be a surprise. And if there is a foundation for thinking that's not crazy to even say. Just look at their number in recent seasons.
I can see it. I mean, you know, at the same time, I do wonder how they could be a player in the division because it all has to come together at once, or does it? I mean, if you look at the veterans on this team, you mentioned Arenado. Contreras is an interesting case because we didn't get to see him all last year, and I think that he's still young enough and has a lot to prove and a lot of pride to be an all-star player. I really am intrigued with this first base situation they put themselves in with Baker getting a start today. I'm not sure how much run he gets, but who knows? Against lefties, the guy crushes the ball. And then you got Burleson. And then you got Gorman, who's going to DH today. And if Gorman goes 0 for 3, I believe that puts him at 0 for 15 for the spring, which is that a cause for concern?
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm sorry, Tom. You cut out there, or I cut out there. What part is the concern? I'm sorry, my friend.
Gorman. If Gorman goes 0-for, so you know, you start to look at this DH spot. Contreras gets some, Burleson gets some, Gorman gets some, but needs as many at bats as possible. Tricky situation if Gorman continues to go 0-for.
Well, see, and this is, you know, a lot of times we all talk about, and I'm asked a lot about, well, what really matters in spring training? We had a discussion on the Gas House Gang recently on that, and we encourage people to watch that weekdays at noon St. Louis time. Go to the Camo X or go to YouTube. Anyway, you know, what really matters? What stats really matter? And one of the things I've always thought is when a player is coming off a bad year, that even though he's a veteran and all of that stuff, you still want to see some signs of progress, and you also want to see the said player have a lot more confidence. So from that standpoint, like, I don't really care what a lot of veterans do statistically in spring training. I just don't. But with a guy like Gorman and a guy like Walker, we'll use them as the examples. You really want to see them have success in spring training because it's something they can build on and carry over through to the start of the regular season. So yeah, I would hope that Gorman would get going real quick.
What about from a pitching standpoint today? You're going to see Steven Matz. The move of Quinn Matthews going to minor league camp is not much of a shocker.
No, and I haven't scanned you know, the social media for reaction. I'm sure some people are howling about that. But listen, Quinn Matthews will be pitching for the Cardinals if he, as long as he stays healthy and as long as he has this excellent form that he has. Quinn Matthews is going to be starting games for the Cardinals this season. I can't predict when. We know that injuries happen. We also know that he could force the issue by pitching great at Memphis for a couple of months. So I heard what John Mozeliak said, and I totally agree with him. You know, he's not going to make the team coming out of spring training because for all the reasons we've talked about. the best thing he can do is get ready to pitch and just kill everybody at AAA early in the season. And the best way to do that is to, you know, start to get in your routine, because innings are hard to find for starting pitchers from this point out in training camp.
We have about a minute till we get to our break before Cardinal baseball. The Cardinals with a noon pregame today and a 12:10 first pitch. That's because the Cardinals are technically the road team today. They are taking on the Marlins at their home at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. The Cardinals going up against a Miami team today on KMOX. We'll have John Rooney, Mike Claiborne, Ricky Horton, Ryan Schulte, Jim Jackson, Matt Pauly. They've all been down there representing us. I'll be down there in a week. And Bernie Miklas has been joining us on Sports on a Sunday Morning. Always does a terrific job tying it all together. Make sure that you follow him on YouTube at The Bernie Show. He's had some great stuff up there. Most recently, he wrote a column about the Cardinals Hall of Fame ballot, which I found very interesting. Bernie, thanks so much for the visit today. We appreciate it.
Tom, love being with you, buddy. Take care.
We'll see you on the Gas House Gang tomorrow. Bernie's visit sponsored by Saliga Heating and Cooling, an American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. So we are going to turn things over to Cardinal baseball here at 11:55. We take a break at noon. It is time for the network to take over. For our producer, Drew Young, and all of our great guests, also earlier produced by James O'Sullivan, I'm Tom Ackerman. Thanks for joining us on the home of the Cardinals, KMOX.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.